Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. I am so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday afternoon worship service. I just give God praise and glory. I magnify his name on today. We're going to get ready for our doxology this afternoon. Everybody, I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I give God all the praise and all the glory today. I magnify his holy name on today. We're going to get ready for our devotion part of our worship service. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 122. And it reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of thy house of the Lord our God, I will speak thy good. I have just read you from Psalms 122 in its entirety, the first through the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have our song now.
Victory during the test.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, we come right now, God, in the name of Jesus, just lifting you up, God. We come bringing you praise, God. We come bringing worship unto you, Father. We magnify your name on today. We glorify your name today, my Master. We just thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, asking you right now, God, to bind up the strong man, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind up the strong man, God. Bind them up. Hello, both in the name of Jesus, bind them from our lives on today, and bind the strong man from this radio broadcast, and every demon on assignment, and your assignment is canceled right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that's a part of this ministry, all of your children all over the earth, God, I ask you to cover them now, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, encamp angels all around about them to protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, 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 hallelujah, I ask you right now, God, to empty me out, Lord, and empty me of myself, God, empty me out, God, empty me of myself, in the name of Jesus. Empty me, God, and fill me with your spirit, God, and fill me with your anointing, and fill me with more power, God, and in the name of Jesus. I need more of your power, Lord. I need more of your power, Lord. I need more of your power. I hope he can do it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to change the atmosphere right now to this worship service. In the name of Jesus, power, God, power, power, God, in the name of Jesus, stir up every gift today. Stir it up, God, stir it up, God, stir it up, God, stir it up, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need your word, God. Your word heals us. Your word delivers us, God. Your word set us free today, God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Let your power fall, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let it fall, God. Let it hit, God. Let it hit, God. Let it fall, God. In the name of Jesus, not today, God. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God, we thank you today. Oh, yes, God, we just thank you, hallelujah. Father, I give you glory, hallelujah, and I give you praise on today. I'm excited today. I'm excited about the Lord today. I'm excited about what he's going to do today. I'm excited, God, and I thank you right now for it. I don't know what it is, God, but I'm excited today, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm excited, God, that you're going to do what you said. Every promise, God, that you made us, God, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise today, and I give you glory on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. We're going to go right into our testimonial service, God. I just can't stop praising you, God. It's a praise way down deep in my belly and past my neighbor, down deep in my belly, and that's just got to come out. It's a praise just sitting there waiting to come out. It's a praise down on the inside of me that's got to come out. In the name of Jesus, it's a praise on the inside, Lord, that's got to come out. In the name of Jesus, I praise you today. Yes, God, I worship you, God. Thank you today for being my life support, God. And thank you for being my defibrillator, God. And yes, God, I thank you today, God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for being my life support. Every inch of my life is on you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory today, God, and I give you praise today. You are my defibrillator, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm so excited, Lord. I'm excited about what you're going to do, God, and when you're going to do it, God. I'm just excited today, God. In the realm of the spirit, God, I give you glory today. I magnify you today, God. I just thank you right now, God. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 If you don't know the God, if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know who he is, you ought to get who is to know him. You ought to get to know him. You ought to get to know him. Hallelujah. 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 I just give God praise. I just thank him today. God is such a good and great God. Oh, he's so worthy to be praised. He is a king above every king. Yes, God. I just thank him so much. He's been so good to me. Y'all know he's been good to me. He's been good to me. All the things that he brought me through. All the things that he's taken. All the things that he saved me from. All the doors that he opened for me, all of the ones that need to be closed, he closed them. I thank God today. How he moved people in my life, and he took some out of my life. I thank him today. I have so many things to thank God for. I have so many things to praise God for. I give him praise and glory today. My. What a wonderful, mighty, powerful God we serve. I just thank God on today. I'm saying so excited. I'm so excited. I'm just thanking him, just blessing his name. I just give him praise. I can't stop him. He all I have, but he's all that I need. I thank him today. Oh, I thank him today. I thank him today. I thank him today. I thank him today. I thank God today. I praise him today. I worship him today. Right now, God, I give you glory today. I praise you today, God. I just give God praise and I give him worship. Hallelujah. 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 I thank him today for giving me a chance to preach his word, for giving me a chance just to be here, giving me a chance to pray for the people of God, just giving me a chance for me to hear, to call on his name, to seek his face, and while he may be found, call on him while he's near. I thank God for his word. I thank him. I thank him for speaking in my ear. I thank God today. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like him. Nobody like God. He's done so much for me. And I thank God on today. I give him praise today. I give him glory today. And I magnify the Lord today. For he is good and his mercy endures forever. I don't know how long ever is. Eternal. His mercy endures forever. Eternally, God. Oh, yes, God. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I have no mercy forever. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Grateful, God. I'm grateful, God. I'm grateful, God. I'm grateful, God. I'm so grateful. I just need to let somebody else testify. But I'm so grateful that God is who he is. I just thank him. I thank him. Could nobody else do this? I just thank God today. I thank him today. I thank him today. I thank him. I thank him for all that he's done. I thank him for every gift that he's instilled in me, that he's placed in me, every mantle that he put on me. I thank God for it. I don't care what I had to go through. I went through some things, but I don't care. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey because God's been too good to me. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Thanking, thanking for the prophetic. Yes, God. Yes, God. I give God praise today. I give him glory. I dreamed a number and gave it to my husband. And y'all know what he did. He hit the line. That ain't nothing to say on the radio broadcast, but let me tell you something. It's a blessing that God allowed me to prophesy. In the name of Jesus, just yesterday, I give God praise. Hallelujah. Mm. Yes, God. Thank you. 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 It didn't have to be that. It could have been anything else, but I thank God. I thank him today. I don't take nothing he do for me for granted, not one thing. I give God praise. Is there any more testimonies on today? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Giving reverence to God who is the head of my life and to everyone in their respectable places, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof, and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I owe God a praise. Hallelujah. On today, for he woke me up this morning. Glory to God. And he started me on my way with all of the activities of my limbs. And I will bless the Lord at all times. Glory, hallelujah. I owe God some praise. Glory to God. Today, for he is an awesome God. He is a loving God. He is a loving God. I thank God for his love on today. For if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, what would I be? Glory to God. And I just want to bless his name on today. I just want to give my opinion of him on today. He is an awesome God, and there is none like him. Hallelujah. I thank God for who he is today in my life. I thank God that he brought me a mighty, mighty long way. Hallelujah. And he's still the head of my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name on today, God. You are a mighty God. I lift your name on high. But there is no God like you. Oh, I bless your name on today. Hallelujah. Your praise. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless your name, God. Yes, I bless your name. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest praise. If you don't have nothing else to say, just give God praise and just say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't want the rocks to cry out for me. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I was looking to worship God. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you've never done nothing else, if you never do anything else for me, God, you have done enough. And I will bless your name. Hallelujah. At all times, your praise, hallelujah, shall continually be in my mouth. I bless your name, God. Oh, God, you're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You didn't have to wake me up this morning, God, but you did, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. And I woke up to find out that everything was good, God. And I bless your name for it, God. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. I lift your name up, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. I bless your name on today. Glory to God. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Any more testimonies today? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I give you praise today, God. I give you glory today. I honor you today, God. I thank God on today. He's been just so good to all of us. If we had 10 times 100 trillion tongues, it wouldn't be enough to praise him with. I just have to go deep in it like that. Because if I had them, I would praise him with every one of them, trillions and trillions and trillions of tongues to praise him. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God on today for our testimony service. We're going to get ready for our word. Now I'm going to play a song. I couldn't hear it. But we're going to go right on into the word. I give the Lord praise and glory.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God on today. I thank God on today. Father, I come now, God. Lord, asking you to let me be true. Empty me, Father. And the Holy Ghost, increase. Fill me. Lord, this is yours. I have nothing of myself. I can do nothing of myself, but of you only. And for your glory. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to go into this word. And as usual, I don't really know, but all I know is I'm going to say what he tell me to say. This morning, we're going to talk a little bit about getting back into alignment with God. God wants us to get back into alignment with him. Sometimes, you know, let me just read a scripture for you. I guess I'll go to Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, and I got some more scriptures, but have you ever felt like you was out of line, that you was out of place with God? Have you ever just sit and thought about it, that you may be out of place with the Lord? Either physically, emotionally, it's many, many, many ways our lives and our bodies and our heart and our mind can get out of line with God. Best intention for us. His desire for us. Because, see, when we step out of his love, when we step out of his peace, when we step out of his rest, when we step out of his presence, we can quickly fall out of alignment with God. Quickly. Because the thing is, we think we're standing and we think we're doing things of ourselves. We don't know it's God, or we don't think it's God. We just feel like we're doing stuff. So we get out of line. So I'm not going to say we're ignorant of it, but we just, you know, we just, because a lot of times I don't. Because you're going on with your life every day, daily things every day, and you're doing your life every day, and you don't think every minute that God is doing this for you. You think you're standing on your own strength, and we're standing on the strength of God. And so we do like we want to do. And while we're doing what we want to do, we're getting out of line with God, out of line. If you're not growing, if you're not moving, if you're just standing still, you're out of alignment with God. Just like our cars, when we hold a steering wheel and it don't stay straight, it's out of alignment. So when God got up and he let us go for a second, and we steer to this way, and we go to that way, we're out of alignment with God. We're We got to get back in alignment with God. Got to get back. Now, some of us, we want to blame circumstance. We want to blame people. We want to blame the government. But we got to know, we, us, me, I allowed my life to become out of alignment with the Lord because I know what I got to do to stay in alignment. I know I got to stay in His presence. I know I do. I got to stay in His peace. I got to stay in His love. I got to stay before the Lord. I got to stay there to stay in alignment with God. I can't live any kind of way and think I'm going to be in alignment with God because I'm not. I got to rely on His strength, not mine. I got to sacrifice. I got to be obedient to the word of God to stay in alignment with Him. Who do I think I am? I can't live any kind of old way and stay in alignment with God because God see my heart, every motive of my heart. So I got to get back in alignment. I got to get back. I can't stay there. I can't. So if I want to get back in alignment with God, I'm going to have to make a change, you know. I got to make a change to get back in alignment with God. I may have to change who I'm around. I'm going to have to change what I do. I'm going to have to change how I do it. I'm going to have to change. While I'm waiting to do this, the first thing I need to do is change my own self. If I change my own self, other things and other situations and other people around me gonna change. You hear me? If I change myself, if I change some of the things I'm doing, some of the places I'm going, some of the folks I'm with, things are gonna change. I don't have to change, wait for something else to change. I need to change myself. Get back into alignment with God. Because we can easily take our hands out of God, let His hand go. He don't let our hand go. We let His hand go. We get out of alignment. When you feel like you're out of alignment, know that you are. Know that God is putting on your heart. Could things be out of alignment because we are the way we are? That's why I say we may have to change ourselves. We may have to do things differently. We may have to go places differently. We may have to pray differently. We may have to spend more time with God. He may want increase more time with us, but we out of alignment. We got to step back in. We just need to think about that. We need to give ourselves a check up. We need to check ourselves. If we out of alignment with God, we need to check ourselves. that it ain't gonna hurt you to check yourself. You ain't gotta tell nobody what you're doing, but God know what you're doing. Check yourself. See if you out of alignment with God. Just see. God is waiting for us to do the things that we need to do. But if we out of alignment, we can't do nothing. God wants us. He wants to give us the best. He gives his children good gifts. But we got to be ready for them. We got to be ready for them. We got to be ready for them. Over in Genesis chapter 48 and verse 16, where Jacob laid his hand on his grandson Ephraim to bless him. He wasn't just laying his hand on him so he could prophesy. We all know that. But he was laying his hand on him to transfer the anointing on him. But if you out of alignment, how is this going to be done if you out of alignment? And his daddy wanted him to lay his hands on his other son. But he laid it on this grandson, the young grandson. Because the oldest was out of alignment. And that brought Ephraim's mind and his spirit back into alignment. Because at that time, Jacob prayed and prayed and laid hands on, transferred that anointing. That was like putting a new mantle on, putting a mantle on Ephraim. And that's what it's going to take for us to get the best that the Father have for us, is to stay in alignment with God. Stay in alignment. If you're not lined up in alignment, get there. Seek his face while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Spend time with the Lord. I don't care if it ain't but 15 minutes. Don't think you doing stuff of your own self. Ain't no good thing in this flesh. We ain't got enough sense to do what God do. We ain't got enough sense to do what God do. God can get us back in alignment anytime he get ready to, but he want us to make the move. He want us to step. He want us to make that move, to try to get back in alignment, to seek him, to get before him, to get in his presence. Get back into alignment with God so that we can line up with him, with the Spirit of God. That's what God wants us to do. God is such an awesome God. He knows what we need before we even ask him. He already did it for us. But he God, and God all by himself. But we got to get back into alignment. Don't go back to those bad habits and all this kind of stuff, because you're getting comfortable with where you are, where you think you are in Christ. Don't do it. You got to stay in alignment with God. Stay in alignment. Don't think you're standing on your own strength, but we're standing on the strength of God. Always. We can't do nothing of ourselves. Who we think we are, we ain't nobody but some dust. He made us. Blew breath in us. But we got to stay in alignment. Just stay in alignment. So when you in alignment, things are in order. In your home, in your work, every situation, at the school, things are in order. But once you veer off to the right or veer off to the left or your focus changes on something else, you out of alignment because somebody coming up short. You can't keep doing everything you're doing and think that somebody ain't going to come up short. And God always seems to be the one that come up short. He's always the one that gets forgotten about. In the name of Jesus, he's always, oh, I pray this evening. Oh, I get up tomorrow and pray. I ain't going to study my word right now. I got to run to the store. I ain't going to do this right now. I got to do that. Always. Step out of alignment with God. But, oh, honey, when God see that we in alignment, he just let us go on out. And when we get so far, then we realize something ain't right. Something ain't right here. I don't feel connected. I don't feel the Lord. I prayed. I didn't feel his anointing. I don't feel that heat in my face like a tanning machine. I don't feel nothing when I pray or read because we're out of alignment. See, this ain't nothing new. See, I've been there. I've done that. See, because you can't live any kind of way before God. And you can't do anything and say you love God. You got to keep his commandments if you love. You got to stay in his faith if you love him. You're going to want to stay in his faith. I mean, I love God. I not only need God, but I want God. I love him. I need him. And I want him. Can't make it without him. So I always try to stay in alignment. I'm not perfect because I get knocked off of my block with doing things that I shouldn't be when I should be praying or should be studying. I'm doing something else. I have to step back. Say, wait a minute, man. I'm gonna catch you later or I'm going to talk to you later. I got to talk to somebody right now. I got to do what I need to do. Don't put God last. Don't even put him third. Don't put him second, but put him first. And let everything else come behind him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek God first. I don't care what you're doing. Seek him first. I don't care what you're doing. Seek God first. And all that other stuff, it'll come. His word not going to return void. If he said it, he going to do it. He's not a man that he going to lie. Not a son of man that he should repent. But if God said, it's going to happen. Seek him first and see when everything else comes. But the most important thing is you stay in alignment with God. Get back into alignment with God. I'm just telling you what God, and he done changed this sermon so many times. Get back into alignment with the Lord. We can't afford to stay out. We cannot afford. We got to always be speaking and looking for him because he can come at any step. And you are all off your block. You are all looking this way and that way instead of looking for the pride of the high calling of the Lord. You got to look for Jesus. Seek him while he may be found. You got to do this to stay in alignment with God. And wait for him. Wait for him. He loves us. So we so important to him. He sent his only son to die for us. Something I wouldn't have did and you wouldn't have did. But he God all by himself. He's God all by himself. And I'm so grateful today that God sent you to die for me so that I can have a right to the tree of life, that I can live, that I have a redeemer, that I wouldn't die in my sin and go to hell, that I have somebody to repent to when I do wrong. I'm so grateful today. But we got to watch what we do. We got to watch what we do. Because God used to wink at man ignorant. But he's not winking anymore. He gave us the roadmap. God gave us the example. Jesus Christ was the example. And if we got to live by those commandments and laws that he gave us, that's what we got to do. We got to believe his report. We got to do what he say do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So I thank God on today. I give God praise today. And I give him glory today. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for Jesus. So hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the Lord, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching to his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for me in the name of Jesus. If he had sent anybody else, they would have come down from the cross. If they had sent anybody else, they would have come down. But Jesus died on that old rugged cross. He died. He hung there. And on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. All power in his hand. I thank God on today. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus on today. I thank him. I thank God for Jesus for his son. I thank God. I thank the Father for sending Jesus. I thank him today. I thank God. But we got to get back in alignment. Sometimes we fall off, but get back on. Get back on. If this is a message from the Lord, get back on. If you're out of alignment, get back on. This is not my message. This message is from the Lord. Get back into alignment. Get back into alignment. We take too many things for granted. Get back into alignment. Depend on it. Call on him. Need him. Depend on him. Lean on him. He's our rock. He's our redeemer. He's our shepherd. I thank God today. He's our healer. In the name of Jesus, we got to get back into a life. I thank God today. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. The word of God for the people of God. Amen, amen, amen. The doors of the church is open. They're open. It's always room at the cross. Always room. Always room. You can come just like you are. You don't even have to join this ministry, but you can join wherever you are. But go to Jesus while you have time. Go to Jesus while you have time. I just thank God today for his word. I thank him today. We're going to get ready to just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for the people of God. I thank you, Father. I give you praise on today. I can't stop praising your name. I'm just excited about you on today. I'm excited about the great things that you're getting ready to do. I'm excited today because I know that you're going to do what you say you're going to do, God. I thank you today. I ask you now, Lord, to bind the strong man from our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, God, I ask you to bind right now. You say, suffer a witch not to live in Exodus 22:18. Suffer a witch not to live in the name of Jesus. Father, you deal with them. You say, the battle don't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. And I bind them up, though. I cast them out, and I command them to go in the name of Jesus from our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone that's listening to me, everyone that's going to listen to this message. I ask you to bless. I ask you to cover them right now in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels right now, God, all around about, all about them and their family. Right now, God, they need you. They need you. They need you. Some of them don't even know it. But you know, God, I ask you right now to cover them right now. Their families, God, I ask you to cover men, women, boys, and girls over this earth in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Do it, God. Father, we just love you today. We bless your name today. Thank you for this ministry, the entire men and women of War Global Ministry, the life support, outreach church, and the prayer room ministry, God. Anybody hear them, about them, God, and listen to them, God, I ask you to put a blessing on them, God. Bless them, God, with the blessing they stand in need of. In the name, touch their hearts and minds right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We ask it all, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God on this day, and I give God praise for this day. We're going to get ready to close out on Tuesday morning, 6 o'clock a.m. I will be going live on Facebook, and I don't know how long it'll last, but the Lord has given me orders, and I'm going to be obedient to the order of the Lord. Starting Tuesday. I don't know how many days a week, but I'm letting you know what the Lord has given me an order to do, and I'm going to be obedient to the Lord. 6 o'clock, my time, Eastern time, probably 5 o'clock Central time. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a blessed rest of the day. God bless you. Have a good day.
God bless you, Granny, and I love you.
I love you, too. God bless you.
Love you. Have a great day.
You, too. Love you, too.
Have a great day.